made the decision to move on from Penn State University. We welcome Christian Veau to the show this morning. How you doing, Christian?
I'm good. How about you?
Excellent. Thanks. Really appreciate the time this morning. Kind of take us through.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you very much. We've had you on once before, and that was kind of when you were starting your journey after completing prep school and had landed at Penn State. You've been there for a couple of years. Kind of before we talk about your decision to move on from there, sort of take us through what life has been like at one of the biggest schools in the United States, both from a football perspective and just as a student athlete.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great two-year experience so far. I've developed relationships with people that I'll keep in touch with forever. I've learned a lot of lessons on the football field and off the football field, and it's only helped me become the person and the player I am today.
How much of a battle has it been to get enough playing time?
I mean, it's always a battle. Whenever you go into a good Division I program, that quarterback spot is always important, and it's always a battle to see who the best guy is and who will play. So I've really been battling for 2 years, ever since I got on campus.
And you got into the one game back in your first year. And what was that experience like through a couple of touchdown passes? They get that iconic photo of you jumping over someone with the peace sign in your hand. I don't know if you did that on purpose, whether you're that cool a cucumber, but what was that experience like to get into that one game?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it's definitely the top memory that I'll cherish from this place for the rest of my days. You know, it was a great experience finally getting in there and getting some live game reps after 2 years of really not playing. So, you know, I had a blast with my teammates. You know, the coaches really helped me prepare that week. Our team had to deal with the flu, which wasn't an ideal situation, but we definitely managed. And that one picture you mentioned, that definitely wasn't on purpose. The peace sign was. But me jumping wasn't. I think I like planted my leg, hyperextended my knee, and it sent me flying up in the air. But the picture turned out pretty cool. So
yeah, if I'm not saying that's the peak of it, but if you'll always have that one to it's just we'll tweet it out again. It's just a fantastic photo. I did want to ask you before we talk about your decision to transfer. I think the last time we talked to you, this was when you had committed. You had gone down to watch a game at Penn State. That atmosphere with 108,000 people, especially when they play a night game and everybody's in white. What is that like to actually be on the sidelines for that?
It's unbelievable. And like you mentioned, the whiteout game here at Penn State is arguably the best tradition in college football. And it brings the best atmosphere in all of college football to Penn State. So, you know, I've been really lucky and fortunate to play in the stadium with 107,000 fans, and you know, I never took it for granted once.
And to that, does that set you up for your next experience where you've kind of seen the biggest and understand what the pressure's all about?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps for wherever I go, because whether I'm playing against 10,000 or 100,000, I guess I can say I kind of know the feeling. So it'll definitely help me with my experience.
We're with Ottawa-born quarterback Christian Veau, who has entered the transfer portal from Penn State. Take us through your conversations with your coach, James Franklin, you know, when discussing your future, kind of, you know, the back and forth of was he trying to keep you, or did he understand your decision of wanting to move on? Take us through that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it was well understood from both parties what the situation was. You know, and it really came down to me making the decision, because this was my idea at the end of the day. So the coaches were understanding. Obviously they fought for me, but, like I told them, I had to make a selfish decision for my future and my development. And I felt like this was, the best thing to do.
Does it make it a little bit easier to make the decision when you see a lot of, obviously the rules have changed a little bit, make it much easier to transfer, but we've seen a lot of really high-profile quarterbacks. You know, Jalen Hurts went from Alabama to Oklahoma. Spencer Rattler went from Oklahoma to South Carolina. Like, you're seeing a lot of big-name and big-time quarterbacks changing. Does that make your decision a lot easier and say to yourself, yeah, this is the right thing for me to do?
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, there's a lot of guys like you mentioned, another guy like Joe Burrow, you know, those guys utilize the transfer portal to the best of their ability and really made the most of it. So I feel like that gives me a certain sense of security and a certain sense of not really guarantee, but I know that I can use it to my advantage.
And I guess take us behind the scenes. How does this all work?
Well, the portal officially opens up Monday. So that's when coaches and schools can get in contact directly with the athlete. So right now, my name's just in the portal. And it's really my whole team of coaches are pretty much hearing from other schools, but I'm not hearing directly. So Monday is really when it's going to start going off.
Do you have any idea of how many schools might be interested in recruiting you?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely got an idea of a couple of spots right now. Nothing I want to make public. I want to keep this private with me, my team, and my family. So, but yeah, I've definitely gotten some interest for sure. Mm.
What's more important to you, the ability to start at wherever you go, or going to another, you know, big time school, as it were?
Definitely the ability to start. You know, I feel like I've already been at the big time school. I've seen what it's all about. So to me, that's not as important now in my decision. I came down here when I was 16 to play high school, moved to a different high school, and then with COVID, I barely managed to get back to the States. So to me, this whole journey has been about playing and not sitting. So to me, that's going to be the deciding factor in my decision.
Have you followed the path or looked at what Nathan Rourke has done? Now, I know your goal isn't to play in the CFL, it's probably the NFL, but is that a pretty cool story of a Canadian playing high school, playing college, and now possibly headed to the National Football League?
Absolutely. I'm really impressed and have a lot of respect for Nathan and what he's done. I think he had a great season at BC, and now he's fielding interest from the NFL level, and I think that's awesome. I think it's great for the culture of Canadian quarterbacks, and it does open a lot of avenues for us. So, you know, I thank him a lot for the work and the time he's put in, and also shout out to his little brother who we played this past season. He's also a good dude, so those two guys are going to have great careers.
Is there a fellowship of Canadian-born quarterbacks? You talk to those guys or other guys that are born in Canada?
No, I haven't really been in contact with those guys, but I'm sure we all keep track of each other, because I sure do, so...
Do you have it's you know, hard for you. You've explained, like, you went down to the States to play prep school at 16, and, you know, nobody foresaw, when I'm sure you didn't when you went down there, that we'd be in the middle of a global pandemic and you know, everything would be thrown upside down. You mentioned it was even hard for you to get back down to the States. Is it hard for you to believe that, you know, you're still only 20 years old? You're not old by athletic standards, certainly, and still got a lot ahead of you, that you've done as much as you have. You're still only 20, and you got an opportunity to become, hopefully, for your sake, a starting quarterback somewhere in the NCAA.
Yeah, I mean, I've got 3 years of eligibility left, so I definitely have time. And like you said, I'm only 20, but sometimes I feel like I'm 30. I feel like I've lived through a lot of stuff ever since I moved away from home, and it's made me grow up and mature a little faster. So,
how much do you lean on family back here in Ottawa?
I mean, family's huge to me. My parents are always involved in whatever decisions I make, and also Coach Victor Dodondo from Gridiron Academy is someone who I hold dearly in my corner and a mentor of mine who I will always cherish his opinion and his advice.
When did you talk to your parents about your decision? Did they help you with your decision to go into the transfer portal, or was it like the conversation you had with your coach, or was mainly you said, this is what I'm doing?
No, absolutely. Like, my parents were definitely on board. Obviously, we had to have the conversations and figure out what was best, but we all came down to the same decision. So I've got their full support for sure.
All right, good stuff. Good to catch up with you. It's been a while, but interesting to see your decision and where your path goes next. You have an idea, and as you said, Monday things officially open, of how long that sort of recruitment process is. That a matter of a few days, weeks, couple of months? Like, how long do you figure it will take before you make your decision?
Yeah, it'll happen quick. The portal's only open for, I want to say, like a month and a half, so I want to have my decision made as early as possible. So you guys will find out when I know to. So.
Okay.
Have you been catching up with Jesse Luchetta as well? Just wanted to ask you that as an alumni.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been texting back and forth the past couple of days. That's definitely a friend of mine that I hold real dearly. He's a real mentor and a role model for me.
All right, good stuff. Good to catch up with you, Christian. Good luck with your decision. We look forward to seeing where you land next.
No doubt. Thank you.